Let's keep moving now and go on to our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. Does God know when we will die? The simple answer is yes, the Lord knows everything. Now let's look at the scriptures to show that this is true. Psalm 139, 1 through 4 says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. This clearly shows that the Lord knows all about us. He knows what's in our hearts. He knows when we sit down and when we stand up. He knows our thoughts and every word we say. We sometimes use the word omniscient to describe one characteristic of the Lord. This means that the Lord is all-knowing. Let's look at Matthew 10, 29 and 30. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. We can begin to see here the meticulous and infinite knowledge of the Lord. Not a bird can fall without the Lord's knowledge. Even the number of hairs on your head is known by the Lord. With all that knowledge, surely the Lord knows the very day, minute, and second of our deaths. As we continue our reading in Psalm 139, King David said in Psalm 139:16, Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Isn't that amazing? The Lord sees us while we were still being formed in our mother's wombs. Before we are born, there is a certain day that is ordained that we will die. Can we change that day? Absolutely not. If we began to eat better to prolong our days, the Lord knew all about that and has appointed our days accordingly. If we decide to end our lives by suicide, the Lord knew all about that too and appointed our days accordingly. Hebrews 9:27 tells us that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. We all have an appointment with death. David prayed in Psalm 90, verse 12, So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The thought here is to ask the Lord to show us our own frailty and shortness of days and live our lives wisely. Solomon wrote in Proverbs 9:10 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. To fear the Lord means to reverence Him by obeying His word. Life is so short. The older we get, the more we realize this. James tells us in James 4:14, Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. We're here on the earth for just a little time. After our death is the judgment. How does it make you feel to realize you will one day stand before the Lord? What does the judgment of God hold for you? 1 Peter 4:5 tells us that we shall give an account to Him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. The Lord Jesus Himself said in John 8:24, Ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Without having Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will die in your sins. You will face God in your sins, and you will be punished in hell forever for your sins. However, if you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that as the Son of God, the Lord died for your sins, then you will be saved and will never face the judgment of God. We read in Romans 8:1 that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The Lord knows the exact day that we will die. We do not. It's so important for you to put your faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ today. You may not live to see tomorrow.